I have been looking forward to this day for a long time.
我期待这一日已经很久了。
The first time I was here was 2.5 years ago when we had our dedication.
第一次在这里是两年半前我们的献堂礼。
And I'm delighted to come back here again and to see what God has done during these last 2 or 3 years.
我很期待两年半后的今天神在这里所做的事。
Last night, my wife and I felt very blessed to be over at North Valley and to participate in that wonderful dinner and then the missions conference.
昨天晚上我跟我的妻子在北区有很好时间参加了宣道年会。
And I always get blessed when people invite me to come and speak to them about missions.
每当人邀请我来分享宣教之后我都觉得自己很蒙福。
That's my favorite subject.
因为这是我最喜欢讨论的题目。
Because I've given my life to that ministry.
因为这是我一生所奉献的事工。
Now it's important for us as Christians to understand what the foundation is on which this whole concept of missions rests.
作为一个基督徒很重要我们要知道我们这个宣教的一个基础。
Because only if we can understand what the Bible has to say about it, can we then get a hold of it for our own lives.
因为除非我们明白从圣经里面对宣教的教导，我们没有办法能够明白它对我们生命中的意义。
And if we say that missions is the supreme task of the church, we need to have a strong biblical foundation for that.
如果我们认为宣教是教会的首务，我们就必须以圣经作为一个根据。
Because we as believers need to be biblically motivated and must get our incentive from the Word of God.
因为作为一个基督徒，我们必须自己先从圣经里面来开启我们对宣教的心。
So the question is, does the Bible present us with a revelation of what God's will is for us concerning missions?
所以问题就是，圣经怎么显明向我们显明上帝对宣教的一个意向？
And only if we can answer that question can we allow that truth also to sink into our own hearts.
除非我们能够明白，不然的话，这样的真理无法渗入在我们的心中。
So we've read a scripture this morning that comes from the Old Testament.
今天我们读的圣经是从旧约的圣经。
Because missions is not something that Jesus introduced.
因为宣教不是耶稣第一次来介绍的。
Missions is something that was conceived in the heart of God from the very beginning.
也从起初，宣教就是上帝的心意。
And our story begins with a man called Abraham.
我们的故事是从有一个人叫亚伯兰开始。
He lived over 4,000 years ago.
他活在4000年前。
And here we have this account of Abraham's and a meeting with God.
这里我们讲到亚伯跟上帝相遇。
Now there are 4 things I want to share with you this morning.
今天早上我要跟大家分享4点。
And I hope it'll help you remember what I'm saying this morning.
我希望能够帮助你记得我今天早上的分享。
Because so many times after we have listened to a sermon, 5 minutes later we have forgotten what that sermon was all about.
很多次我们听了信息5分钟后我们就忘了我们所听的。
And if I were to ask you this morning, what did you hear last Sunday?Some of you would begin to scratch your head and say, I forgot.
如果我问你上主日你听了什么信息你可能摇摇头说我不知道。
And that's why we've got to make this very clear, very simple.
所以我必须把我信息变得很简单很清楚。
I want you to remember just 4 things.
我只需要你记得四件事。
Number one.
第一件事。
God spoke to Abraham.
神向亚伯兰说话。
The second thing is,
第二件事
God challenged Abraham.
第二件事是神挑战亚伯兰。
The third thing.
第三件事
God made a promise to Abraham.
神向亚伯兰许了一个应许。
Number four.
第四件事
Abraham obeyed God.
亚伯兰顺服神。
God spoke.
神说。
God challenged.
神挑战。
God promised.
神应许。
And Abraham obeyed.
然后亚伯兰顺服。
Simple, right?
很简单吧
That's my message.
那就是我的信息
Now I can sit down.
那我可以坐下来了
We'll go into a little more detail.
我想跟大家分享更仔细一点
This story begins with a man called Abraham who was the first missionary.
这开始于一个人亚伯兰他就是我们的第一个宣教士
And it begins back in a country that today is known as Iraq.
他就是我们现在的那个伊朗
Abraham was raised in a culture of many different gods.
亚伯兰是在一个多文化、多种、多信仰的一个国家。
And it says, among all these gods that were in his surroundings, all of a sudden, a voice came to him.
在这众神的里面，有一天忽然有一位神向他说话。
And the Bible says, God, the Lord spoke to Abraham.
这里说到神主对他说话。
It wasn't some other God.
不是其他的神。
It was the God of the universe.
是创造宇宙万物的神。
It was the God that had created all of life.
是创造一切万物的神。
He had created the plant life, the animal life, human life.
他创造宇宙万物包括人类。
And he's the only one that is the sovereign God over this universe.
他是这世界上独一的真神。
And he is still active today.
他仍然在工作。
Now this God spoke to Abraham.
这样一位神向亚伯兰说话。
Why did God speak to Abraham?
为什么上帝要对亚伯兰说话?
I don't know.
我不知道。
None of us know.
没有人知道答案。
But the truth is that God spoke to Abraham.
但真理是神对亚伯兰说话。
The amazing thing is that when God speaks, things happen.
最奇异的是当神说话的时候奇迹就发生。
And without God speaking, nothing happens.
如果上帝不对我们说话，什么都不可能发生。
You remember the first, chapter of Genesis.
记得我们的那个创世纪第一章吗？
Where we read about the creation process.
我们读到创造的整个过程。
Every time that God spoke, something was created, something happened.
当神说的时候，有东西就被创造，有事情就发生了。
And God is the originator of all the concerns missions.
关于宣教，神是一切的起源。
Missions is not a human idea.
宣教不是人的构思。
Missions is not people becoming so burdened in their heart to reach other people.
宣教不是信我们心里有极大的感动而去向别人传福音。
It is not our love towards other people that compel us to be missions.
宣教不是因为我们对别人的爱而启发我们去向别人传福音。
Missions always originate with God.
宣教的起源是神。
God is the one that started it.
神是这一切的起源。
And this God spoke to Abraham.
这位上帝向亚伯兰说话。
The important thing is not that God spoke to him, but that Abraham listened to him.
不但是上帝对他说话，最重要是亚伯兰有回应。
See, God is still speaking to us as today.
因为今天上帝仍然对我们说话。
And the important thing is that we listen.
最重要是我们必须要聆听。
I remember a few years ago, a young man came to me.
我记得几年前有一个青年来对我说话。
He was a Chinese student.
他是一个中国学生。
He had finished his education.
他已经完成他的学业。
And he was working with an engineering company here in the Silicon Valley.
他在这里一个企业机械公司刚上班。
And what he said to me made me jump up 2 feet.
他对我说的话让我跳跃起来。
He says,I am going to be a missionary in Brazil.
因为我要在巴西成为一个宣教士。
Well, I had spent 6 or 7 years in Brazil.
我本身已经在巴西大概6、7年的时间。
And so when I heard him say that, I was just so excited.
当我听到别人这么说，我心里非常的喜悦。
Especially because he was Chinese.
特别是因为他是一个中国人。
You see, God laid on my heart many years ago to pray for Chinese missionaries.
因为许多年前，神把对中国人负担放在我的心里。
I said, God, before I die, I want to see many Chinese missionaries raised up.
我对上帝说，我在我过世之前，我希望更多的中国人被兴起来。
And I said, I must make my prayer big.
我说我要把我的祷告变得很大。
And so I started to pray for 1,000 missionaries.
我期待说有1,000个中国宣教士。
But God stopped me.
可是神阻止了我。
He said, that's not big enough.
但是神对我说这不够大。
I said, 1,000, that's many people.
我说1,000宣教士很多啊神啊。
And God challenged me to pray for 10,000 missionaries.
神却挑战我要10,000。
So I've been praying for 10,000 Chinese missionaries.
我一直祷告着有10,000个宣教士，中国宣教士。
So when this man came, I want to be a missionary to Brazil. I said, that's one answer to prayer.
当这个青少年来跟我讲的时候，我觉得哇，我的祷告被垂听了。
I said, I'll continue to pray for you.
我说我会继续为你祷告。
A few months later, I saw him again.
几个月后，我再一次见到这青少年。
I said, what's happening about you going to Brazil?
我说你去巴西这件事怎么样了？
Yes, I'm still thinking about that.
他说我还在思考的当中。
Six months later, he was still thinking.
六个月后他又在思考。
A year later, he was still thinking.
一年后他还在思考。
So I asked him.
所以我对他说。
I said, let me ask you an important question.
让我问你一个很重要的问题。
Did God ever speak to you about going to Brazil?
请问上帝有呼召你去巴西吗？
And he looked very puzzled.
他看起来很迷惘。
He said, that was my idea.
他说这都是我自己的想法。
You know,This was quite a few years ago. He still has not gone to Brazil.
这是几年前发生，他还是没有到巴西去。
You see, only when God speaks, things will happen.
你看见，除非上帝说话，事情是不可能发生的。
And if it's our own idea, nothing will ever materialize.
因为如果是我们自己的想法，是不可能成就的。
63 years ago, I was in Colorado.
63年前，我在科罗拉多。
I was in my last year of college at UCLA.
我在 UCLA 最后一年。
And I was attending a conference.
我是参加一个研讨会。
And I remember one night, I was up there on this mountain, and I was praying.
我记得一个晚上我在山上祷告。
God spoke to me that night.
是那天晚上上帝对我说话。
He said, will you give me your life?To serve me in foreign missions.
你愿意在远方的地方为我宣教来服侍我吗？
I said, God, I've lived all my life in China.
我说上帝啊，我一生都活在中国。
I was born in China.
我是在中国出生的。
I spent my first 19 years in China.
我第一个19年是在中国度过。
Now I've come to America.
我回到美国。
It's a nice place.
美好的地方。
Can I not serve you here?
难道我在这个地方不能服侍你吗？
God says, will you serve me wherever I send you?
神问我说你愿意去我所差派你的地方服侍吗？
And I struggled in my heart.
我挣扎在我的内心。
I said, I can't, God, I want to serve you here.
我说上帝我要在这里服侍你。
God says, will you give me your life?
上帝说你肯把你的生命给我吗？
See, God was speaking to me that night.
因为那天上帝对我说话。
And I'm so glad that that night God won the victory.
我很高兴神在那天得胜了。
I said, Lord, you can have my life.
我说神啊，你可以拥有我的生命。
And a year later, I was on my way to Taiwan.
一年后我就到泰国台湾去。
And that started my missionary career.
我就开始了我的宣教的生涯。
So for over 60 years, God has taken me around places.
在个60年间，神带我去各国各地。
But it's because God spoke.
是因为上帝说话。
And nothing will happen in our lives unless God speaks.
我们生命无法发生变化，除非上帝对我们说话。
And I trust that God will continue to speak to you people here in this church.
我相信上帝也会继续对这个教会的每一个人来说话。
I have seen him speak to other Chinese people who have gone to the mission field.
因为我看到他对七个的教会呼召他们去宣教。
I have visited them in Africa. I visited them in Latin America. I visited with them in Central Asia.
我在他们各所去的区域里面去探望他们。
And I've even seen them in Europe.
我甚至在欧洲也遇到他们。
God speaks and then things happen.
神对我们说话，事情就发生了。
So God spoke to Abraham and Abraham listened to him.
神对亚伯兰说话，亚伯兰就顺服神。
The next thing we read here in Scripture is that God said to Abraham.Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you.
第二件事，神对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地、本族、父家、王所，我要指示你的地去。
Now, that sounds like a missionary call, doesn't it?
这像一个宣教的呼召。
Leave your place, leave your family.
离开你的家人，离开你的地方。
Go to a land that I'm going to show you.
去到我要你指示你的地方。
Isn't that what Jesus told his disciples when he called them?
这不是耶稣呼召他门徒对他们说的话的吗？
They were fishermen.
他们是渔夫。
He says, leave your nets.
他说把你的网放下。
Leave your boats.
把你的这些竿放下。
Leave your family.
把你的家人放下。
Follow me.
跟从我。
That's exactly what this was all about.
这就是宣教。
He didn't even tell Abraham what country he would go to.
他甚至没有告诉亚伯兰他要往哪一个地方去。
He said, I want you to just follow me and I will show you the place.
我只要你跟从我，我会指示你要到的地方。
That was a challenge.
这是一个挑战。
You know, I was one day when I first came to CCIC after we came back from Africa.
第一次我是从我们从非洲回来，回到去北区的我们基督徒会堂的时候。
This was over 25 years ago.
那是25年，超过25年前。
And I was having lunch together with some of the leaders of one of our CCIC churches.
我跟会堂的这些领袖们一起吃饭。
And I said to them, I said, I hope that I will be able to see more results coming from a missionary vision.
我说我很期待看到因为一个意象带来更多的效果。
I said, I have not seen very much lately.
因为我最近没看到。
And then somebody said to me, you have to understand us Chinese.
你要对我们中国要有所了解。
We are different than the Americans.
我们跟美国人不太一样。
I said, tell me about it.
我说请讲多一点。
And they said, you know, we Chinese, we love our families.
我们中国人热爱我们的家庭。
And it's very difficult for us to send our children overseas.
送我们的小孩出国是很难的一件事情。
We depend upon them.
因为我们依靠着我们的孩子们。
Because when we get old,
当我们年老的时候
we need our children.
我们需要我们的孩子们。
They need to take care of us.
他们必须要照顾我们。
I said, I don't think Chinese are much different than others.
我说中国人跟别人没有什么不一样。
I said, my parents came from Germany.
我的父母是从德国来的。
They went as missionaries to China about 90 years ago.
他们在90年前到中国去做宣教士。
And because of the war that we were there, our family was separated.
因为战争，我们的家庭被分散了。
My mother had 6 children.
我母亲有六个孩子。
But they were never all together.
因为我们从来没有聚在一起。
And we grew up as with 2 sisters in Germany and the rest of us in China.
我们有六个孩子，两个在德国，另外其他的都在中国。
We never had a family get together.
我们从来没有家庭聚会。
It only happened once.
只发生过一次。
When my parents were nearly 70 years old.
在我父母将近70岁的时候。
That was the first time that my mother and father had their 6 children all together.
那是我的父母第一次六个儿女们聚在一起。
And we have one family picture.
我们有一个全家福。
I said, you know, when we went through the war years in China, we understood a little bit of the problems that people encounter.
当我们在中国经历战争的时候，我们稍微明白人家所经历的问题。
We went through bombing attacks.
我们那时候经过这些征战。
We were put in a internment camp.
我们必须被这些营会里面。
We lost all of our goods.
我们失去一切所有的。
But that does not count for the great separation and the cost of not having a family together.
可是这比不上我们失去不跟家人在一起的那种痛苦。
But my parents were willing to give this up for the sake of the gospel.
可是我的父母愿意福音的缘故放弃这一切。
I said, we love our families too.
我们也热爱我们的家庭。
So Chinese are not different.
中国人跟别人没有不一样。
We can understand what they think.
我们可以明白你们的思想。
But God's call still comes the same.
可是神的呼召仍然一样。
Are you willing to trust your children more than you can trust me to take care of you in your old age?
你愿意更多在你年老时候依靠你的儿女多过依靠我吗？
That's the question.
那就是问题的要旨。
And how exciting it has been for me over these last 10-20 years to see Chinese parents releasing their children and sending them away.
在过去10-20年间，我看到很多的中国父母愿意真的是让他们小孩出去宣教。
And I'm thrilled with that.
我很兴奋。
Because it shows that people are responding to God's call and to God's voice.
因为这显明人以回应上帝的呼召，上帝的话。
So, when God calls us, He always challenges us with something that is bigger than we have ever anticipated before.
当上帝呼召的时候，他每次挑战我们做过是超过我们所想的大事。
The third thing that God did with Abraham was He made him a promise.
第三件事就是神向亚伯兰起了一个应许。
God not only challenges us to do difficult things, but he gives us a promise.
神不但挑战我们做难事，他更给我们一个应许。
And what was his promise?
他的应许是什么呢？
He says, I will make you into a great nation.
他说我必叫你成为大国。
I will bless you.
我必赐福给你。
I will make your name great.
我叫你的名为大。
And you will be a blessing.
你也要叫别人得福。
I will bless those who bless you.
为你祝福的，我必祝福他。
And whoever curses you, I will curse.
那诅咒你的，我必诅咒他。
And then listen to this last phrase.
请注意最后一个字。
And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you.
地上的万族都要因你得福。
What a promise!
这是个何等伟大的一个祝福。
God said to Abraham, if you obey me,
神对亚伯拉罕，如果你顺服我，
if you accept my challenge,
如果你接纳我给你的挑战，
there is the whole world that can be blessed through you.
地上的万族都要因你得福。
Is that a promise?
那是一个应许吗？
It is huge.
这是个很伟大的一个应许。
God says, you will be a blessing.
因为神说地上的万族要因你得福。
Do you want to be a blessing?
你要叫别人因你得福吗？
There's the answer.
当然是是的。
Because why does God bless us so much?
为什么神要如此的来祝福我们？
Because God is not willing that anyone should perish.
因为神不愿万人灭亡。
God's love for the world is so big that He promises us everything if we obey Him.
对世上人的爱是何等的伟大，甚至他应许我们一切。
The scripture is just filled with reassurances that God keeps that promise.
圣经里面有很多上面应许说神必遵守他的应许。
I'm glad that when my grandfather nearly 100 years ago, heard the gospel, he accepted Christ.
我很感谢说我的祖父在100多年前听了福音，信了主。
He was a common laborer.
他是一个普通的工人。
He worked in the mines.
他是在那个地底下工作。
Later on, he went from house to house,with a bag full of goods and selling them in each home.
他后来就是做买卖的工作。
But when he found Christ,
当他找到耶稣，
God turned his life around.
神改变了他的生命。
He became a preacher of the gospel.
他成为传福音的人。
He still went from house to house selling things.
他还仍然去做买卖。
But he became a preacher in every place.
可是他成为一个传道人，耶稣的传道人。
And later on, people called him to come in and preach to them in groups.
后来有多的群众叫他邀请他来分享。
I'm glad then.When my father finished World War I as a soldier,
在我的父亲完成了世界第一大战的工作之后，
he made a promise to God.
他向神做了一个应许。
He said, God, if you allow me to survive this war,
上帝啊，如果你让我活下来，
I'll give my life to serve you on the mission field.
我愿意把自己的一生奉献在宣教的工厂上。
And 90 years ago, my father went to China as a missionary.
90年前，我父亲作为一个宣教士到了中国去。
I'm so glad he obeyed God.
我很感谢他顺服了上帝。
He worked in difficult places.
他在很艰难的环境工作。
He went to the province of Guizhou.
他到贵州城服侍。
How many of you have ever been to Guizhou?
我们当中有多少人到了贵州？
A few of you. Good.
只有几位。
老家。
老家。
Wonderful. That's where I was born.
那是我诞生之地。
But my parents served God there. I'm so glad they did.
我很高兴我父母在那里忠心服侍。
And then God called me.
然后神呼召我。
And I'm glad I went.
我很高兴我去了。
Because God has blessed our lives.
因为神大大的祝福我们的生命。
First place we went to was Taiwan.
我去的第一个地方是台湾。
And one of the great blessings was God gave me a wonderful wife in Taiwan.
最重要是神给我一个美好的妻子。
She is not from Taiwan, she's actually from Canada.
她不是从台湾，她是加拿大来的。
But actually she's not from Canada because her parents came from Scotland.
其实她不是从加拿大来，是从芬兰过来。
God blessed her so much that he brought a German and a person from Canada together in Taiwan.
神就很做了很奇妙的事，拉一个德国人跟一个加拿大人在台湾相遇了。
And God gave us two wonderful children in Taiwan.
神给台湾祝福我们两个可爱的孩子们。
And I'm glad that my son heard God's call.
我很高兴我儿子也听了神的呼召。
And he went as a missionary to Africa.
他到了非洲去做宣教士。
And he spent 15 years as a missionary in Africa.
他在非洲做了15年的宣教士。
We have four grandchildren.
我们有四个孙子。
I'm still praying that one of them will also be a missionary.
我还在祷告，希望他们其中一个可以成为宣教士。
God has blessed us.
神真的大大祝福我们。
And nothing can be greater than that.
这没有比这个更大的祝福。
You know, I sometimes feel sorry for people who live in America, always in the same place.
我有时候常听着一直住在同样地方的人感到难过。
And all that they can see is what they can see right here between their two hands.
因为就在他们手中所看到的一切的景象而已。
My children and my grandchildren are spoiled.
我的儿子跟我的孙子都被宠坏了。
Because they have seen the world.
因为他们看到整个世界。
And they cannot be satisfied just by being in one place.
他们不能满足于在同样一个地方而已。
They want to share that good news with other people.
他们想跟别人分享这个好消息。
And what a blessing it is when you can see people who have a vision.That includes the whole world.
当你看到有个人有一个关于这整个世界的意象，是个很大的一个祝福。
I remember one time speaking in a conference in Africa.
我记得我在非洲的研讨会分享。
There was a group of about 200 pastors who had been meeting together.
有大概200多个牧师在那边聚会。
And among them.Was a young pastor who had come from Mozambique.
啊，在那个地方有一个年轻的一个牧师。
And he had fled from his country, which was ravaged by civil war.
因为内战，他就是逃亡。
It was in the winter months and was very cold.
那是在冬天发生，是非常的寒冷。
And when he had escaped, he only had the clothes that he was wearing.
他逃的时候只有身上所穿的衣服。
He had lost everything else.
他失去了一切。
And they had placed him into a camp with many other refugees.
他就跟其他的难民一起在营里面。
And as he was in there, he began immediately to start sharing the gospel.
他在那民营就开始分享福音。
And he started a little church among these refugees.
他就在这些难民当中开始了一个小教会。
He had come to that conference.
他就来参加这个研讨会。
His wife came with him.
他的太太跟他一起同行。
They had a little baby.
他们一个小的小孩。
It was cold and the baby had hardly any clothes on.
非常的寒冷，他的衣服，那个小孩子没有多少的衣服，那个婴儿。
So somebody gave them a little blanket to put the baby around and cover it.
有人就给他们一个棉被来盖这个小孩。
I was teaching at that time about the whole subject of world missions.
那时候还教导普世宣教。
And I was teaching them, I said, the evangelization of Africa must be done by Africans.
我说非洲的宣教必须由非洲人来做。
It cannot be done by outsiders.
因为外人不能做这个工作。
Africans must reach their own people with the gospel.
非洲人必须向他们的本族传福音。
And I said, those living in South Africa, you must reach out to other places.
那些住在南非的，你要向其他海外地方传福音。
And so I had been teaching them for that whole week.
在那整个礼拜，我就做这样的一个教导。
At the close of that conference, this young pastor came to me.
在这研讨会结束后，这个年轻的牧师就上前来。
He said, God has spoken to me this week.
他说这个礼拜上帝对我说话。
He says, I want to do something for world missions.
我要对普世宣教有一些贡献。
And he said, I've been thinking about that all week.
我一直在这整个礼拜一直思考这个问题。
He says, I don't have anything.
我说我什么都没有。
I have no money.
我没钱。
I have nothing that I could possibly give.
我没有什么是可以给的。
And then he reached in his pocket.
他就在他的口袋里面。
And he pulled out this watch.
他就拿出了一个手表。
This is the watch.
这就是那个表。
It still tells time.
还是告诉你时间。
But the wristband is broken.
可是那个带子坏了。
You can't even wear it.
你不可以戴这个手表。
And he took that watch and he gave it to me.
他把这个表送了给我。
And I said to him, Oh, I don't need your watch. I have a watch myself.
他说我跟他说我不要你的表，我自己有表。
He says, Oh no, you don't understand me.
我说你误会了。
This watch is not for you.
这不是给你的。
I want to give you this watch so that you can sell it.
我要给你这表，你可以变卖。
And then take that money to help somebody go to places where we cannot go.
把这些钱给那些人去到那些我们无法到达的地方。
I did not know what to say.
我不知道怎么说。
I could not say to him, this is such an old watch, nobody will give me anything for this.
我无法对他这表太老旧，没有人会给我任何钱的。
But this was the best thing he had.
这是他拥有的最好的。
And he was willing to give it.
他愿意把它给。
I took it.
我拿了。
And I want you to know that this is a very expensive watch.
我要你知道这是一个很昂贵的表。
Because as I've told people that story about this watch,
因为每当我讲这表的故事，
God has spoken to many hearts.
神就对许多的心灵来说话。
About supporting missions.
就是关于支持宣教。
And there are literally tens of thousands of dollars that have been given because people heard the story about this watch.
因为这个表的故事已经有上万千的钱被奉献。
And every time that happens, I say, God, thank you for this pastor, for this man who had nothing.
每次这样的事情发生，我都说上帝啊，感谢你，因为这个人的牺牲而有这样的一个祝福。
And how you have blessed him and his sacrifice.
也因为他这样的牺牲，你何等的祝福了他。
Missions is never cheap.
宣教不是一个廉价的东西。
Missions will cost lives.
宣教是要付上代价，生命。
But there is nothing that can ever come close to the blessings that God gives to us.
可是没有这个比上帝给我们可以靠近上帝所给我们的一个祝福。
God spoke to Abraham.
神对亚伯兰说话。
God challenged Abraham.
神挑战亚伯兰。
And God made a promise to Abraham.
神向他起了一个应许。
And after God did this, he kind of stepped back.
神做完之后，神就等待。
He waited for a response.
他等着一个回应。
What would Abraham say?
亚伯兰会如何回应呢?
Did he listen?
他有聆听吗?
Did he accept the challenge?
他有接受这个挑战吗?
Did he embrace that promise?
他有拥抱这个应许吗?
Or did he say, No, God, I'll do it my way.
还是他说,主啊,我会照我的方法来做。
I'm very comfortable here in Ur.
我在这地上非常的适应。
I don't need to go.
我不需要去。
Thank you for your offer, but no thank you.
谢谢你的应许，可是我不需要，谢谢。
That's not the end.
可是这不是故事的结束。
Because verse 4 tells us.
因为第四节告诉我们。
Very simply.
非常的简单。
Abraham left as the Lord had told him.
亚伯兰就照着耶和华的吩咐去了。
And how old was he?
他那是几岁?
75.
75岁。
Now some of you say, 75, that's too old for missions.
有些人会说,哎呀,75才去宣教,太老了。
Some of you say, 55 is too old.
有些人说54岁也太老了。
No.
其实不是。
I'm 84.
我84岁。
And I'm starting out.
我才刚刚要起航。
Because I hope that God will give me at least another 20 years.
因为我期待上帝再给我20年。
See, Abraham, when he saw what God wanted him to do and what he would do for him, he says, I'll do it.
当亚伯兰看到上帝要做的，知道上帝要成就的，他就说，我愿意这么做。
He obeyed.
他顺服。
I think some of you know that wonderful story about John Sung.
大家可能知道宋尚杰的故事。
It's a marvelous story.
是一个很美好的故事。
He's probably one of China's greatest evangelists.
他是中国这个伟大的一个宣教士之一。
You know, his father was a pastor.
你知道吗？他的父亲就是一个牧师。
And he grew up in China.
他在中国长大。
And one day he made a commitment to God.
有一天他向神委身。
He says, God, if you ever will allow me to go to America, I will become a preacher of the gospel.
如果你让我有一天到美国去，我就成为你福音的宣教士。
And God opened the door for him very miraculously to come to America.
神很奇迹般的让他有机会来美国。
And he started on a study of pre-med and pre-theology.
他就开始在医学方面还有神学方面学习。
But after a while, he felt he needed to change.
经过一段时间，他觉得他需要有改变。
So he started to major in mathematics and chemistry.
他就开始学用化学跟数学作为他的主要的科目。
I think that's a lot more difficult than pre-theology.
我觉得这个比其他的科目更难。
But his English was not very good.
他的英文不是很好。
And they said it would take him at least 5 years to go through college.
他们说他要上大学要至少5年的时间。
But in 3 years he graduated.
可是三年的年间他就毕业了。
And he was one of the top 4 students in the whole university.
他是当时名列前茅。
And then he began graduate studies.
他就开始他的硕士班。
Within another 2 years, he had gotten his master's and his PhD.
在这两年的时候，他就拿到他的硕士还有博士学位。
And newspapers were beginning to write articles about John Song.
报章就开始有关于宋善杰的报道。
What a brilliant young Chinese scientist had emerged.
是一个年轻有为的一个科学家。
And requests were coming from even from Europe.
甚至说欧洲都有所邀请。
And his photo was being published in magazines and papers.
他的照片甚至在杂志、在报章上出现。
One day, as he was embarking on his new career,
有一天当他开始他的新的事业的时候，
he was coming into a little service one night.
他有一天晚上参加一个聚会。
And a young girl from Taiwan was speaking.
一个从台湾来的年轻的姐妹在分享。
And she was giving a testimony about how God had saved her life.
她在做个人见证分享。
And she was using a verse from Mark chapter 8 verse 36.
她在从马可福音八章三十六节分享。
Where it says, For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world but loses his own soul?
人得了世界却失去灵魂又有什么意义呢？
And God spoke to John Song.
神对宋善杰说话。
He reminded him of the promise he had made.
神提醒他向神所做的委身。
And John Song at that moment decided, I must make a total change.
宋善杰那时候决定，我必须做一个生命的改变。
Because God has spoken to me again.
因为上次再一次对我说话。
And I'm going to keep my promise.
我要遵守这个诺言。
So he enrolled in seminary.
他就开始去参加受神学的训练。
But it was a very liberal seminary.
因为这是一个很开放的一个神学院。
And very soon, John Song started to get into arguments with the professors.
很快他就开始跟这些教授们有争议。
He said, what you're teaching is not in accordance with the Bible.
因为你所教导的不合乎圣经。
And he gave the professors a hard time.
他为难他的教授。
So they felt that after a while, this guy is nuts.
他们觉得他可能有点疯了。
And so they said he needed to see a psychiatrist.
他需要送一个心理学看一个心理学家。
In fact, they put him into an insane asylum.
他们甚至把他藏在那个疯人院里面。
And he was there for about 9 months.
他在那里待了有9个月的时间。
They said he's absolutely crazy.
因为他说他真的疯了。
What did he do when he was there?
他在那里做了什么事呢?
He started reading the Bible.
他开始阅读圣经。
He read through the Bible 40 times.
他在那时候读了圣经40次。
He began from the beginning and read all the way through, and it started again.
他从创世纪开始念了一遍又一遍。
That was the best seminary education he had.
那是他所拥有最好的神学的训练。
Because he listened to God.
因为他聆听上帝对他说话。
And then when he got out of that place,
他出来以后
he got on a ship.
他就上了船
to return to China.
回到中国去。
And while he was on that boat going back to China, there was a huge storm.
他在回中国路上有一个大风暴。
But the storm was not on the outside, it was on the inside.
风暴不是在外面，是在里面。
And again, God was speaking to him.
再一次，上帝对他说话。
And whenever God speaks, then there's also Satan that speaks.
当上帝说话的时候，撒旦也在对我们说话。
And there was a struggle in his life.
里面有征战。
Was he doing the real thing?
他到底在做什么真正的事情？
And he was very determined.
他很坚定。
He went down into his cabin.
他到他的床舱。
And he picked up all of the special medals and honors and the Phi Beta Kappa Chi and all the things that he had earned in college.
他看着他所有拿到的奖章奖杯。
And he brought them all up.
他把他们都拿出来。
And he threw them overboard.
他把他丢在海里面。
He says, I don't want to depend on anything of the past.
我不需要我依靠我过去的这一切。
I'm burning my bridges.
我要断这个桥。
And I will go to China to be an evangelist.
我要到中国去做一个宣教士。
And he went to China.
他去了。
And he started to preach the gospel.
他开始分享传讲福音。
He was a powerful preacher.
他是个大有能力的牧师。
And he traveled all over China.
他到中国的各地去。
He had evangelistic teams that traveled with him.
他有一个团队跟他一起去传福音。
When I was about 6 years old,
当我还大概六岁的时候
I was living in the province of Hunan.
我在湖南那个省。
An evangelistic team came to our little place.
宣道又组到我们的家。
And my father invited them to come and speak.
我父亲邀请了他们来分享。
Now I cannot remember whether it was John Sung or one of his associates.
我不知道是宋善言本人还是他其他的同工。
But I remember sitting right there in the front row as they were having these evangelistic meetings.
我记得他们在这些聚会的时候，我坐在第一排。
And I heard this man speak.
我听到这个人分享。
And he talked about the grace of God.
他讲到上帝的恩典。
The way that they said in Hunan was 上帝的恩典。
上帝的恩典。
And I know my heart was moved.
我知道我的心深深被感动。
I said, "Wow, God is speaking."
我说，哇，上帝在说话。
I was 6 years old.
我才六岁。
But John Sung went all over China.
宋善杰博士到中国各地去。
And then he went to Taiwan.
然后他到台湾。
Then he went to the Philippines.
然后他到菲律宾。
He went to Indonesia.
然后到印尼。
He went to Vietnam.
然后到越南。
He traveled all over Southeast Asia.
他在东南亚一带走。
And even today you can see the footprints of John Sung's ministry all over that country.
甚至你在世界亚洲还是看到宋善杰博士的脚踪。
See, God had called him.
神呼召他。
God had spoken to him.
神对他说话。
He had listened to him.
他聆听了上帝的话。
God had challenged him.
神挑战他。
And God had made him a promise.
神向他起了一个应许。
He says, John Sung, if you obey me,
他说宋善杰博士，如果你听我的
I will bless you.
我要祝福你。
Now John Sung died still comparatively a young man.
宋善杰死的时候其实非常的年轻。
He was only in his 40s.
他大概40多岁。
But you know, God's value of time is different than ours.
你知道吗？神看重时间跟我们不太一样。
John Sung did not have to become an old man to accomplish God's purposes.
宋善杰不要等到年老才完成上帝的旨意。
When he had finished God's purposes for his life, God says, "Come on up."
当他完成上帝对他生命的旨意的时候，神就把他接走了。
He blessed him.
神就祝福他。
And God says the same thing to us today.
神也对我们说同样的话。
He said, "If you want to be blessed in your life,
如果你要蒙福
listen to me.
请你听我的。
If you want to be a blessing to your people,
如果你要成为别人的祝福
listen to me.
听我的。
If you want to be a blessing to the world,
如果你要对这个世界 赐福这世界。
Listen to me.
听我的。
You might say, well, what would I do?
你说我能做什么呢？
There are several things you can do.
其实你可以做蛮多事的。
Number one.
第一件。
I want you to get a concern for the world.
我就是要你在乎这个世界。
I always say to people, read the Bible with one hand and your newspaper with the other.
我常对人一边读圣经一边读的新闻报。
Listen to what is happening in the world.
知道世界上所发生的事情。
And then bring the truth of the gospel to them.
然后把圣经的真理带给他们。
I don't know how many of you heard that just in the last 24-48 hours,Over 2,000 people died in Nepal because of an earthquake.
我不知道有多少人知道，因为拿破他们的地震有已经超过2000人死亡。
Did they know the gospel?
他们知道福音吗？
2 months ago, I had dinner with a missionary who had just come back from Nepal.
两个月前，我刚从一个刚从尼泊尔回来一个宣教士。
They had preached the gospel.
他们在尼泊尔分享福音。
And it could easily be that some who heard the gospel at that meeting are dead today.
可能那时候在那个聚会上也有人死了。
But I must have an interest in what's happening in Nepal.
我要对尼泊尔所发生的事关乎。
I must have an interest in what's happening in Israel.
我要对以色列所发生的事有关怀。
I must be interested in Nigeria.
我要关心尼日尔。
I must have an interest what's happening in China today.
我要有关心关于在中国所发生的事情。
God is doing some miraculous works in China.
神在中国做了很多的神迹奇事。
And I've gone back to China probably over 20 times.
我已经从中国来往大概超过20次。
And I've traveled from north to south and east and west.
东南西北我都已经去过。
And I've had opportunity to preach and teach the word of God.
我有机会分享还有教导关于上帝的话。
What a blessing!
这是个何等大的一个祝福。
I think my father, in all of his 30 years in China, never spoke to a group bigger than 60 or 70 people.
我想我的父亲在他一生的年龄从来没有超过60个人来分享福音。
When I've preached in Chinese churches over there, there have been often couple thousand people.
当我每次去中国分享，是几千人在那里听福音。
What a blessing!
这是何等大的一个祝福。
And today God is also bringing Chinese to America.
今年神也把中国带来美国。
I just read a report where this year alone, over 300,000 Chinese students have come to America to study.
我刚读到一个报道，在单单今年大概有300,000的中国学生会留学到美国来。
What can you do?
你可以做什么？
People are coming to you, so you don't have to even go over there.
他们曾把他们带来这里，我们不用到中国去了。
And you can reach them with the gospel.
你可以跟他们分享福音。
There are people from Saudi Arabia coming over here.
我们有从沙特阿拉伯来的人。
In Saudi Arabia, you cannot preach the gospel.
在沙特阿拉伯，你是不可以分享福音的。
Christians are not allowed.
基督徒是被不允许的。
Churches are not allowed.
在这里是没有教会的。
But here, 80,000 have come over here this year.
在这里80,000个沙特阿拉伯人在这里。
They represent a mission field.
他们就代表宣教的合场。
Who's going to reach them?
谁要向他们传福音？
I think Chinese believers have the greatest missionary opportunity from anyone in the world.
我觉得比起这世上任何一组中国的信徒们有更大的机会来传福音。
Why?
为什么？
You've got the right face.
因为你们有正确的脸。
Really?
真的。
I, as a white person,
我作为一个白人，
although I'm yellow on the inside,
虽然我在里面是黄的。
People don't like Americans.
别人不喜欢美国人。
People don't like Germans.
别人不喜欢德国人。
People don't like English.
别人不喜欢英文。
But Chinese are accepted.
Yeah, but 很喜欢中国人。
Chinese can go where no other Westerner can go.
中国人可以去西方人没有办法到达的地方。
That's why God made you Chinese.
That's why 为什么我注重中文。
Because He wants to use you to become missionaries.
因为神要用我们成为一个宣教士。
What a challenge!
这是何等大的一个挑战。
I wish I could be Chinese too.
其实我也很期待要成为一个中国人。
Because I believe that the greatest sending force will be Chinese in the future.
因为我就期待了后来宣教主力就是来自中国。
And I trust that CCIC will see that vision and respond to that challenge.
我相信基督徒会堂领袖会看到这个意象，而能够回应这样的一个意象。
So whether you're young or old,
不管你年轻或年老
，get a concern for missions in your heart.
你要在你的心里面对普世宣教有关怀。
Start praying.
开始祷告。
Continue to support missionaries.
不断的宣教福音的宣教的施工。
But most of all, start listening to what God is saying to you.
最重要的是开始聆听上帝对你说话。
And if you are committed to obey God,
如果你愿意委身来顺服神
it's amazing what God will tell you.
是很奇迹，上帝会如何对你来说话。
Are you willing to listen?
你愿意来聆听吗？
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your love for us.
谢天父，我们感谢你对我们的爱。
We don't know why you saved us.
我们不知道你为何要拯救我们。
But you have saved us.
可是你拯救了我们。
And you have saved us not to live a life for ourselves.
你拯救我们不是为自己而活。
But you wanted to save us to accomplish that great vision that you had for loving the world.
你要拯救我们是为了你自己普世的这样一个意象。
And so, Lord, I pray for each one here today.
天父，我为这里的每一位来祷告。
That you will give them truly that missionary vision.
你给他们这样俯视宣教的意象。
Give them a heart to respond.
给他们一个心来回应。
We trust you for that.
我们把它交托在你的手中。
So that we too can be blessed and become a blessing.
好叫我们能够得到你的赐福，也成为别人的赐福。
And if God has spoken to you this morning,
如果上帝今天早上对您说话
will you listen?
你愿意听吗？
Tell him in your own heart,
在心里面告诉他
Lord, I've heard your voice,
天父，我听到你的声音
and I'm willing to obey,
我愿意顺服。
Father, hear our prayers.
天父啊，听我们的祈求。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.